Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
The band, for a time, only wore leather clothing, including underwear and socks. Leather socks and leather underwear. Hey everybody, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our program. And I want to wish you a happy Friday if you're listening to this on the day it is published, August 15th, 2025. That means you have today, tomorrow, and Sunday to get in your new music picks for the month of July 2025. I want to thank everybody who has already sent theirs in. And encourage those who would like to do so as well. You can either create a voice file on your home recording equipment or phone and attach it to an email, which you send to rock@suburbspod.com with July new music in the subject line. It's very helpful. Or you can phone up the Suburban Party line.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. All right, today a short episode, folks, about a band whose music is now on the streaming services when it wasn't previously. And I think this is always cool when this happens. I'll tell you a little bit of the backstory. I was, over the past few days, listening to the music of an artist called Cindy Lee, based on the recommendation from Scott Parks, and really loving the music. It's very unique, sprawling, interesting, just like peeling the layers of an onion. I'm just starting to get into this. And at one point, I was messaging with Scott, and I said, hey, this kind of reminds me of a band called Sold American. I don't know if you've ever heard them, and I don't think their music's on the streamings. And Scott came back about a minute later and said, yeah, all their stuff's on the streamings. And I'm like, what? What? When did this happen? I spent years collecting those CDs. but it all appears to be the case. So let me give you a little backstory on the band Sold American. S-O-U-L-E-D. Not sold like sold out, but sold like sold with your soul. They were a band from Chicago that formed in the mid-1980s. The initial lineup consisted of rhythm guitarist and singer Chris Grigoroff, bassist singer Joe Aducci, lead guitarist Scott Tuma, and drummer Jamie Barnard. That lineup completed four albums. In 1988, the album Fee, F-E, 1989, Flubber, which later became the subject of an essay by the Mountain Goats' John Darnell, entitled How Flubber Changed My Life. In 1990, they issued Around the Horn. In 1992, the album Sunny came out, and that featured a couple of originals, but mostly covers of traditional tunes, as well as songs by artists like John Prine and Willie Nelson. Those records all came out on the Rough Trade label, and conveniently, not long after Sunny came out, Rough Trade folded completely, making the records very hard to find. I don't think they were produced in mass quantities to begin with. The drummer, Barnard, left the band at this point, and then they issued two more records in their career. 1994 was the record Frozen, and 1996 was the final one, Notes Campfire, and Scott Tuma actually left during the making of that record. Those were only issued on a German label called Mal Tontrigger. In 1990, David Lowery of the band Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker was doing an interview and got onto the subject of Sold American. And he said, quote, in the way the Pixies sorta summed up all the musical undercurrents in underground rock over the last 10 years, Sold American did it for a different set of musical undercurrents, namely the American folk roots tradition. They took it and stood it on its head in maybe the way Beefheart did, but in a more pop-slash-folky way. Even if the band's music was widely available during their formative period, it may not have been widely embraced, as it is often, at least I find it this way, slow and mysterious, with echoes of another time. And they made this music with the tools of American indie rock, you know, guitars and bass and drums. And if that sounds like the formula that would be called alt country a little later on, Sold American certainly deserved mention as one of the first bands to play in that style. But make no mistake, they're nothing like the old 97s, for example. It takes time for these songs to seep into your ears and then into your soul. But when they do finally open up for you, there are many worlds to explore across these very, very singular recordings. There are not a lot of bands that sound like Sold American. And even if you say they do come from a place of early alt country, they still don't sound like a lot of the bands that were playing early alt country. There's just something very unusual about the chemistry that these musicians have and the songs that they wrote. And it's great news that there's now a new compilation out on the streamings. It's called Rise Above It. Came out on Omnivore Records. It's just great that this music is out there for people to explore now, because it was very difficult to hear it. And those who did hear it, I think, were deeply touched by it. Here's the first song on the new compilation, and it is entitled Notes Campfire. But interestingly, it didn't come from the album Notes Campfire. It came from the album Fee that came out in 1988. It was actually the first song on their first record.
I heard about your love. So you're alone today. Inside of peace of mind, no water running dream, no water running dream.
In 1997, artists Camden Joy and Mark Lerner did a project called 50 Posters About Sold American, in which they gathered quotes and writings about the band and put them on posters, which they then pasted in different locations in New York City. It was later made into a book called Make Me Laugh, Make Me Cry, but that's an example of how this music touched people and what lengths they would go to try to let others know about it. It's a really fascinating thing. You can still find it on the internet somewhere if you search 50 posters about Sold American. I think they're still online somewhere. Someone has archived it all. But their music can affect listeners very deeply, and I think that it probably went past a lot of people if they did hear it. And I'm not clear on how many people did ever hear the band, or, you know, I don't think they toured extensively or anything like that. You know, they seem to play out of the way joints and all kinds of different things. But I got hooked by the album Notes Campfire, which I found in a UCD bin because it was on my list. A friend had told me about them, and I was looking for their music. And it must have been not too long after the record came out, but I was able to find it. And that's the one that hooked me, and I began to go backwards and find all the other ones. And I did end up ordering a couple of CDs from Germany, which with very expensive shipping. And it really got me going on this band. There was an element of mystery about them, not only because their records were kind of obscure, but the way they put these songs together, and when you listen to them, it was just like something mysterious was coming out of the speakers or your headphones. It was just a sense that enveloped you. Their music seemed to float, and the band seemed to float between the underground and whatever's below the underground. And as I got more into their music, my friend and I would talk and discuss the band. And there were all these rumors that would go around about them because, you know, you never like really saw them play, and they didn't make videos, and there was not that many pictures of the group or anything like that. If my friend once told me that he heard a rumor that the band for a time only wore leather clothing, including underwear and socks, leather socks, and leather underwear. It seemed crazy, but when you thought about it really hard, well, I could see that. It's possible. And as I said, fast forward to this year, and the good souls at Omnivore Records have issued a Sold American compilation, and all six of the Sold American albums appear to be available on the major streaming platforms, as far as I can tell. So rejoice, Sold American is now streaming. Now you have something to do with your weekend, folks. I hope you enjoy the music of Sold American if you give it a try. And we are going to be back on this podcast on Monday with new music from July 2025. And we will talk to you guys later. Sold like sold with your soul.